the salmon tagging project is moving forward. I'm working on the smaller contracts with Julie Nielsen and Kim Rand to help me with the tag processing and analysis. I have been working with the Department of Fish and Game, their genetics conservation lab, to kind of review the study design and just kind of figure out the best way forward to take genetics and have the individual genetics processed and analyzed. I have secured three additional fish and game scientists who are going to assist me in the field. So we're working on the study plan to kind of figure out what's the best way to have all four of us working on this project. But I have Sabrina Garcia, who some of you might be familiar with. She has done a lot of work tagging salmon and is also very familiar with kind of what's going on in the Yukon. She worked with Katie Howard, who some of you might have seen presentations at the Board of Fish on the work that they've done trying to, you know, work on the Yukon issue. So she'll be coming with me, as well as one of the Area M management biologists, and also Anna Vinson, who is a groundfish biologist from Juneau, but she has come out with us for the last 2 years on the cod tagging charter. So we're really excited about that. We'll be going out during the test fishery, which we anticipate will be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of June. And then we're, you know, got a few other kind of small things to work out before we go. So I'll probably see some of you in Sandpoint very soon. For Board of Fish, right now my number one priority is to get the cod tagging tech memos done so that we have them for October. That is my number one goal, and then at some point I'll think about next February. last thing, I attended the NPRP meetings last week, went through four proposals, but a lot of the focus was on the Northern Bering Sea IERP program. We also reviewed some graduate student proposals and outreach. And also I was on annual leave April 4th through 15th. So this is all just kind of the last couple weeks. One last thing that did happen this week very quickly was some of you may have heard Senate Bill 161 that was seeking to prohibit all trawling in state waters fisheries that was expected to get dropped, ended up being scheduled at Senate Resources yesterday. Originally, they had intended to take public testimony, so there was a lot of people, you know, who had submitted and were very concerned about that. And then they switched to closing public testimony and only did invited testimony. I was invited to the testimony to kind of provide some perspective on the Western Gulf and the impacts to the borough. I'm sure you're all aware that our local Western Gulf trawl fleet does use the state waters for both pollock and cod for a variety of reasons. But unfortunately, at the Anchorage LIO office yesterday, there were technical difficulties and the Resources Committee could not hear me. So I have submitted my testimony and I did get a response from Senator Giesel, who received it and thanked me anyway. So if there's more to do on that later, we'll deal with it as it comes, but I don't think it's scheduled for another hearing this session. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Charlotte. Questions?
I have one, Charlotte, if I may.
Go ahead.
Is that tagging study looking favorable for us? That's all I want to know. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
It is.
Any others? Okay. Thank you, Charlotte. And that's last of the reports. So before we go down to assembly comments, I just want to thank Annie, Jackie, and Stuart for their work on the budget that's before us. I think it's a lot of work, great job, and we'll talk about it again in the 22nd. With that, assembly comments. Paul?
Yeah, I just have one quick question for Annie. A little while ago, you posted that you were having community meetings, but I don't know if I missed the report on that, but how did the community meetings go that you scheduled?
I went over that during my assembly report. But we met with them on April 15th, and we met as a group and went over a bunch of topics from fisheries to financials to schools. And I stated earlier that one of the items was that they wanted us to look into conducting a regional economic plan. So it's something that I'll begin researching. And then on the 15th and 16th, we met with individual communities and discussed revenues, expenditures, project needs, and stuff like that. And there's quite a bit of items that came out of that as well that I'll be addressing over the next couple weeks.
Okay, I didn't see that. I don't know if that was the same paragraph that you have up on the board and all that. It was a separate schedule thing, but I guess it was the same thing. So thank you.
Yeah, I think she's going to she's still going to meet with Nelson Lagoon, I think.
Okay. I'm going to try to.
Yeah. Other assembly comments? No?
I do, if I may. I'd like to see the Falls Pass Airport be put on the next agenda, if I may.
Okay. For the work that they're going to be doing on it eventually here?
I think, with the new administration, he says there's going to be a lot of money out there coming back to the government, right? Okay. So I think now is the time to start looking at other avenues besides the state to start talking about that airport and maybe go back to D.C. to our people back there.
Well,
I know what goes on with the state.
Okay, for the assembly's benefit, maybe, could you guys draft up a little paragraph or something to go with the agenda? And send it to Beverly? Just so they have an idea of what we're talking about.
Okay, I guess I can do that, but I thought I'd made that clear that I think we should go further than the state to advocate for that airport, new airport.
Okay, I thought maybe you wanted to include, where would you like it? Does it have to have a road? Or are you going to rebuild the existing one?
I know where I'd like it.
So people can think about it, just so people can think about it a little bit instead of coming in cold with it, but whichever.
Okay. Yucatan Bay. That's the answer. That would be my suggestion. It is 6 miles out of the community or something like that, I think. That's the only that's the only option we have, according to a state DOT.
Okay. Other comments from the assembly? All right. Hearing none. Do we have any public comments left?
Warren has one here.
Warren, I thought you were an assembly member.
Yeah, no, I didn't have three hats on Elon cabinet meeting, but wear a few hats. So anyway, just as the mayor and a fisherman here in King Cove, Pacific Seafoods was out and looked at the plant with Roger May's number one man there a week or so ago, and also Norm Van Backer Dillingham, he came out for Valley Corporation to do a survey of the plant also, and the person that came up was the superintendent over at the Kodiak plant with his number one engineer that, we thought that the only person who knows King Cove is like Don Fields. Well, anyway, there's other people that know canneries inside and out. They were very impressed with the plant, and they are moving forward with some talks on acquiring the facility. So that's all I have for now. But anyway, tagging along with the folks there that came out, there was a lot of good, I guess, rapport of the facility here. Sometimes some people made it sound like it was a pile of crap here, and these other guys come in here and say, this is a fine facility. So I just wanted to let everybody know what's happening there. So there is interest out there yet, and I know that for a fact by reading the news there at Intrafish and Undercurrent that Pacific Seafoods is a growing company, and it's also a domestic company that processes all the seafood. So that'll be all I have. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. Yeah, after I heard they were there, I kind of looked them up. And so basically, it's like three generations old. They started out selling fish out of the back of a truck or something. And since it's a private company, they're guessing it's worth like between $500 million and $1.3 billion, I think is what I read on it. But yeah, that's good information, and I hope something comes out of that. Very good.
But as Norm Van Backer also got his drone up in the air. We had a nice day while they were here, and he did a heck of an aerial video up the plant with his drone. And I mean, you could zoom right in on a Coke can down on the ground and tell somebody they got to pick up the garbage.
Okay. Any other public comments? Not. Our next meeting is May 22nd, 2025, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
On that meeting coming up, the budget reading, second reading will be on there, and perhaps Falls Pass Airport. What else would you anticipate going to be on the agenda? Just trying to keep plan ahead a little bit.
Annie?
That will be the King Cove School piping project approval for a contractor, and then the FY26 permanent fund earning appropriation. And other than that, I don't know yet. But since we don't have a June meeting, if there's anything, we're going to try to get it on that meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no other comments, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
And that was your borough meeting. We'll get you back to your regular programming.
Oh, spend my days with a woman unkind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out.
It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach you in time. Meet you up there at the path runs straight.
Without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Big 10 inch. bench, rear it up, band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just like my big tenant. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so
don't stop me now. Having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. Collision course, I am a satellite, I'm out of control, I'm a sex machine ready to reload, like an atom bomb, about to
explode.
I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light, I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
Don't stop me,
hey, hey, hey.
Don't stop me, don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me, don't stop me.
Have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Oh.
Sonic man out of you.
Stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
Try to have a good time.
Don't stop
yes,
me now.
Have a good time. I don't wanna stop at
reaching out for something that's not you're falling, gotta try and grab a hold. Your heart keeps pounding, and as you close your eyes, you feel it slipping away. Gotta find some place to hide. As you gaze in wonder at the things you see, explanation to you. It's true that
Exploring Science in the Sea. A steep change in the slope of a riverbed can create rapids, regions where the water is especially fast and choppy, and dangerous. The same thing applies to rivers in the sky. Steep changes in altitude, temperature, or pressure can concentrate the water, creating rapids. They can cause downpours that are especially fast and heavy, and dangerous. That appears to be the case for recent springtime flooding in the Middle East. Atmospheric rivers form when water evaporates from the ocean. As it rises, it's caught in a jet stream, forming a tight, high-speed river. The average one delivers as much water per minute as the mouth of the Mississippi River. When an atmospheric river crosses land, it can produce rain and snow. That can be helpful, but it also can be deadly, producing flooding, mudslides, and other dangers. A recent study blamed deadly flooding in the Middle East in April 2023 on such a river, but one with rapids, waves with much higher concentrations of water. They dumped as much rain as some regions see in an entire year. Similar flooding in 2024 also might have been caused by rapids. The rapids were powered by evaporation from the Atlantic Ocean and the Arabian and Mediterranean seas. Our warming climate is increasing the rate of evaporation. It's also changing circulation patterns over the Atlantic. So the deserts of the Middle East could see more flooding in the years ahead, perhaps powered by rivers and rapids high in the sky. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer, the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew, some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Lightning flashed hotter and hotter, the air became till the coals were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the din there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we're near and home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain,